from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, live today from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to hitchrv.com. Eagles practice coming to a close here. Eagles rookie pass rusher Jalix Hunt is scheduled to join us in just a little bit. Excited to get to know him as he starts off his Eagles career. And, of course, your phone calls, 215-592-9494. A lot to dive into today. I'm hoping for a Super Bowl-caliber team this year out of the Eagles. Certainly reasons for hope, the talent, the quarterback, the receivers, the running back, you know, still a great tackle combination, and improved defensive players, hopefully, especially in the secondary, and two new coordinators. But it's hope for me because I still have a lot of questions. You know, can they fully move past whatever the heck last year was? Last time I watched them, they weren't a good football team, and they've got questions on both lines and pass rush for the first time in a long time. 215-592-9494. Of course, the Phillies. Are you having a little worry with the Phillies for the first time this season? I am. They need multiple things here. Dombrowski's got his work cut out for him between now and
Tuesday.
They
got to make some moves. No
question
about that.
Let's go. Now it's time for Dave Dombrowski to finish this thing and get the Phillies where they need to go. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones here,
we're going to get another clue.
Why don't we give people a second clue? So the first clue today for Hugh's clues, we got a 4-pack of tickets. See the Reading Phillies on August 13th, Alec Bohm bobblehead night. So we told people the first clue is this person was a number one overall pick. How about clue number two?
Yes, this person was top 20 at his position in production.
So not a bust.
No, he wasn't a slouch.
Right.
Definitely was not a slouch.
Not a Bryce Young kind of bust.
No, well, he's not a bust.
One year in.
Yeah, he's a work in progress.
Yeah, that is for sure. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Will?
Hey, Will.
All right. But listen, I like what both the gentlemen said, Coach Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. They addressed the situations, and from what both of them were saying, they're ready for this season. I like how, like y'all was talking about earlier, how Jalen shut it down and stood on what he believed in, what he said, and he didn't allow, you know, anybody else to like interfere with that. You know, I appreciate how Jalen addressed it. I appreciate how Sirianni did also. And I think these guys, you know, it's like a marriage, right? You know, you go through some little problems in a marriage, but, you know, later on, you'd be like, listen, we're going to work this out. This is a working process. And I believe they're going to work it out. And I'm not on board yet with going to the Super Bowl. I'm not. You know, and you know I have my reasons, but
Well, I mean, if they had Derrick Henry here, Will, you'd be on board then. That'd be different.
He'd be selling in there. Everybody are fearless. But I'm going to talk about the Phils. And mm-hmm. This is going to apply to the Eagles, too, right? With the Phils, I believe they just need to get back to having fun. I think now that the season is starting to get a little closer to, you know, crunch time, I think they really trying to do a little too much. I think they, like, really focusing on, like, almost being a perfect team, you know. I think they need to just get back to having fun and, you know, hold each other accountable and, you know, get back to winning games, man. And I believe they're going to do it. And it's the last thing, and it's go for both teams, all three teams, actually. I would tell them, you need to remember last season how y'all walked off the field, right? And I'm not talking about the loss that you took. I'm talking about the feeling that you had when you left the field. The feelings that you gave the fans when y'all left the field and y'all lost. You know what I'm saying? So keep that in mind. Let that motivate you. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully it will.
And well, hopefully. It will. It's interesting. What you mentioned was interesting. This morning I was driving in the morning show at Devontae Smith on. Good job by them. It was a good interview. And Joe asked him, you know, when you guys were together, do you talk about last year? Have you fully moved past? And he basically said, you know, that he's focused on now, right? That last year's not going to help them win football games. But it's hard not to think about it, right? Like, it should motivate them to not have what happen again.
Man, who want to feel that way, though?
Nobody.
Forget the law, but who want to feel that way?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why, and I say it, and I'm going to say it again, and it's going to be it, and I'm going to give you my answer. I believe, and I really truly believe, that's why Kelce retired a little early. Because that feeling, and you see that emotion when he left the field, he just said, you know, I can't go through this again. I can't put myself through this again. I think it was the emotional breakdown more than the physical.
He can still play. I mean, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think he emotionally and mentally, he didn't want to do this again because he could still play. All right, Will, what's your answer here? Number one overall pick. Top 20 all-time production at their position. Who are we talking about?
I think it's one of your homies, you. Urban Fryer.
You nailed it, Will. You nailed it, Will. Yes.
Good guess.
Urban Fryer is today's.
The Rev. Shout out to the Rev.
Will,
man.
Good job, man.
I was not expecting him to get it that early.
I wasn't, but then when he said he's, you know, one of Hugh's homies, I was like, well, he played with them. That's probably what he's referencing there. Yes, Urban Fryer. You know what? When we were looking at his numbers this morning, I mean, I knew when I remember when I was growing up, Urban Fryer was a good player.
Yeah. Didn't know how good he was.
Well, what struck me is he never had a 100-catch season. I don't think he had a 90-catch season. But he ended up racking up well over 800 catches. And I think it was over 12,000 yards receiving. He's a good player.
Yeah. And he's a proud member of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. So shout out to the Rev, man.
And he's a Jersey guy, local guy.
Yeah, Mount Holly's finest.
And he also is one of the few wide receivers ever to go number one. I think, is it just him and Keyshawn?
Yeah.
I think it might be.
Yeah, he's a rare bird, man. Rare breed out of Nebraska. He went to Nebraska.
I don't think we'll ever see a receiver go one again. Wouldn't you just think a team would trade up for the top quarterback and you would trade down for the receiver?
Yeah, well, wait a minute. You got the Slim Reaper went pretty high.
Like, he went six. Yeah. Marvin Harrison went four. I don't think we're ever going to see a number one pick receiver.
It all depends because nowadays it's such a quarterback-driven league.
Right. The quarterback matters so much.
Yeah, if you have – and I would say that if you got a team, if you're a team and you're drafting number one, you're probably more than likely – in a need for a quarterback.
Like this year's draft, I think there's a real chance that Harrison is actually the best player. He went four, right? The three quarterbacks went above Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. I mean, it's Keyshawn 96 and Urban Fryer back in his day. 215-592-9494. In terms of the Phillies, I mean, you got Will talking about them just trying to have some more fun. They need to throw strikes. And I also think they need more production, Hugh, out of everyone but their best players. I mean, Castellanos, he had three hits again yesterday. Castellanos has been, again, I think pretty good now for the better part of a month plus.
Yeah. You know, somebody else got wind of the anomalies of when Castellanos hits and the significant hits that he's had.
Oh, you mean like when big major world events happen?
Yeah. Somebody, I saw that, man. And it's kind of, it's a different list.
It's bizarre, isn't
it? Yeah, it's different. I didn't want to say bizarre, but different is the word that
it's just weird. He seems to get these hits. And look, he's played well, but they've got a lot of guys in the lineup that are just not hitting enough.
I mean, he needs some more contribution from the other guys. It was a tough weekend. And I know, you know, you don't want to hear that because you're dyed in the wool, but man, Minnesota has some pretty good pitching this week.
I don't want to hear that.
I know
Kyle,
you don't.
Do you want to hear about the Twins pitching?
I know you don't, but it's the truth.
Who did you do this about with? Was
Cal Quantrill.
Cal Quantrill and the Rockies, just because they shut down the Phillies doesn't mean they're good, Hugh.
I didn't say they were good.
Well,
I just said
it was creeping towards going there.
Well, no, it was a good matchup.
Just getting out in front of it. Better not start.
Okay, so, all right, I'll even give him this. I think Minnesota's pretty good. They might make the playoffs. The Phillies are 19-19 their last 38. They've hit I'm trying to find the right word. They've hit a lull in the season, a wall.
A little bit of a, yeah.
I mean, they're not playing like they were in April and May. I mean, they're just not. They've it's been about 40 games almost where they've played pretty mediocre baseball, and that happens. That can happen in the middle of a good season. Mm-hmm. The 93 Phillies got off to a crazy start and then had that kind of thing happen and eventually ended up still in the World Series. So it doesn't mean they're going to fall apart here. But I think they need some. Can we hear Bryce Harper again? Bryce yesterday after the game, frustrated, and I thought at the end of this, he puts the onus on Dave DeBrasco to get them some help.
It's like the worst you guys have played for a prolonged stretch this season. What do you make kind of sort of even, I guess, going back before the break, the series against A's is three straight series of losses.
Yeah, I mean, obviously those are, I thought the A's kicked the crap out of us last game, obviously. But, I felt like we've had two games that got away from us that we could have won. Just haven't.
This team has been pretty good facing adversity. I don't even know if you would call this adversity these last nine games. So I imagine you guys are pretty confident you can find a way to maneuver your way out of this and get back on the winning track.
Yeah, again. I mean, I think obviously, going home is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get home, see my family and, play in the bank. But we can't let, two games get away from us in the last two series like that. Just can't happen. You're going to be a winning ball club and be a winning team. That just can't happen.
The deadline is less than a week. What do you think you guys need something else? What do you think it is? And what do you think about what the front office will do?
I don't know. Dave's going to get the job done if he wants to.
Hugh, now the second time you've heard it, what did you take away from him saying that Dave's going to get the job done if he wants to?
He was exercising his GM rights, his assistant GM rights. And he was trying to be PC, but then you got to remember, too, I think when he was answering that question, he was still kind of frustrated.
Of course he was.
He was still kind of frustrated. He was frustrated by the way the season was going. So I don't read too much into it because we all know. I mean, just a couple of days ago, they were talking about Dave going out and getting what this team needs. So, yeah, I think he was more frustrated than anything.
Kyle, what'd you make of Bryce after the game yesterday? Dave will get the job done if he wants to.
Yeah, it sounded like a threat. It's kind of like you better make a move. Like, I don't know if Harper could be any more open about, like, obviously we're a flawed team. Dave, you need to go make a move ASAP. The whole if he wants to thing is just kind of like, that's the Bryce Harper way of saying you have to.
Well, and also, I thought back to last year. I mean, they didn't really do much at all at the deadline. I mean, I know last year was different. They were more in a wild card race than a division race, and now they're leading the division by nine games, and they're one of the World Series favorites. But the two acquisitions last year were Rodolfo Castro, who basically didn't play at all, and I don't even know where he is now. And then he's still with
us, technically. I think he's in the minors.
So even in a year where they've had issues with the bench, they can't get him up here?
I'm pretty sure he's injured or was coming back from injury.
But either way, I mean, it obviously is
not. Yeah, he's not helping in any way.
Not all. And then the other one was Michael Lorenzen, and he helped, helped with the six-man rotation in the regular season through a no-hitter, but he didn't do anything in the playoffs. So the deadline last year was a dud in terms of helping them win the World Series in the playoffs. It can't be that this year. They need an outfielder, one that could spell Marsh, and the outfielder might have to play every day. I mean, if Rojas doesn't start hitting, he can't play in October either. I know someone here is not going to want to hear that, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, I'm all for trying to win a World Series. I am. And if that means – but I feel like Rojas is going to be a part of that because of his defense.
He could be a part of it as a defensive replacement in the eighth and ninth inning. Pinch runner if he doesn't get picked off anymore.
I mean, yeah, but I think he's still going to think he'll be a part of it.
Well, he probably will be. As long as he's here, he probably will be on the team and be part of it. And then, of course, they need a bullpen arm.
I started to feel attacked by that Rojas.
Well, because
I'm
he's
here.
A weak link.
I'm a die on this hill. I'm okay with that.
I think you've died already on this.
I've died
come back
a few
to
times.
Life. When they brought him back from the minors, you came back
yeah,
from life.
I'm reincarnated on
you
this.
You are. All right, 215-592-9494. Jay Alexanka to join us when he gets off the practice field here. Eagles third-round pick, pass rusher. Allen's in Deptford. Hey, Allen.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great
what's
show.
Up, man?
Thank you, Al. What's up today?
So I got a couple quick points. We got the Phillies and the Eagles. I'll start with the Phillies. Number one, there's a history between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Oakland A's. Remember the Philadelphia A's?
Of course.
Well, you know what? Let's get together. Let's get Mason Miller and maybe even Rooker back here. I don't know what Dave would have to do, but I'm tired of Alvarado. He's like a kid throwing a rock at a window. He misses 20 times before he hits the window. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then, Soto is almost like a lesser version. They're very similar, but he's not even as good as Alvarado sometimes.
He was next on my list. Ruiz and Soto and even Mercado, they all got to go. If we have Strom, Hoffman, and Miller in the late innings, that would be phenomenal. Not saying, you know, just my wish list.
Oh,
you know?
Alan, I agree with you. And you know, I keep reading the A's are probably not going to move him. But I've seen this story before. If Dombrowski calls them and offers them, you know, one of their two top prospects, I think they would consider it. I mean, they're so far away from being a good team, they'd have to consider it.
I'd still be happy with Tanner Scott. And you heard this first from me. Don't be surprised if they move Marsh and Stott.
Stott?
Yeah. Yeah. It's possible.
Well, it is. So, but that would create more holes. Like, so I think they'll both be here, but their futures, Alan, it's not as locked in as it used to be. I mean, let's be real about Brandon Marsh. He's still a platoon player. I mean, he's a platoon player right now, and that's not that valuable.
Yeah, and then quickly to the Eagles. Eagles need cohesiveness this year. If they have cohesiveness, they're going to be good. And my big question is Jalen going to be a pocket passer, or is he going to be going back to the scrambling abilities that he did so well at 2 years ago?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a great question, Alan. I don't know, and Alan, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, what do you think? We got to watch a little practice. There was one play where Jalen did keep it and run and scored a touchdown and right in front of us. But the idea of – I know Elliot yesterday, I heard him on, and we're going to have Elliot later in the show because he's been out here charting all this.
Mm-hmm.
He told the afternoon show yesterday that Jalen in the first practice yesterday only ran it, I think, one or two times. What do you think in terms of how much he runs this season?
I think it all depends on what the situation calls for. I think that when I think of Jalen, I think of like Steve Young back when he was young. Not saying that he's comparing him to Steve Young, but, you know.
Stylistically.
Yeah. You know, sometimes he threw from the pocket. Sometimes he ran it. And I think that Jalen can be that type of guy. Like, it all depends. Like, I feel like when you talk about quarterbacks, the old ways are still sound. Still got to beat people from the pocket, but the ability to extend plays and do things like that, I think that's necessary for him to be successful. So I think it just all depends on the situation.
It does. It also depends on what he's comfortable with, right? Yeah. We've seen before, when Jalen gets in trouble, his
instincts take over.
Yeah, all quarterbacks are like this. Like, some guys stay in the pocket, some guys back up, right? They go backwards in the pocket. Some guys run. Jalen's thing, and we've seen it now for 4 years, he goes to the right, right? He floats to the right, and then he tries to either find someone or eventually just run and make a play.
Yeah.
And last year with his knee, he couldn't make those plays as much.
Yeah, and I think that it all depends on the scenario. You know, like I always point out the fact that I remember the play in the Super Bowl when Patrick Mahomes was at his best running was when it was least expected, and he broke the defense's back when he did that. I think Jalen needs to be a little bit more of that. I think the better he becomes as a pocket passer, the more unpredictable he is as a quarterback. And what I mean by that is, if I'm going into a game, say if we're game planning, and we know Jalen Hurts likes to run or pull the ball down and run, like, I'm more inclined to keep him inside the pocket and you know, if he starts to run, then try to pursue him, because we know he's not that fluid in the pocket. But if he's getting out there and he's making plays from the pocket, that changes things.
It does. I would be careful to think, though, just because Saquon's here, he's going to run. That just necessarily means he's going to run less. I mean, I remember that when the Panthers drafted Cam Newton, drafted McCaffrey.
Cam, different animal.
But their mentality, they run. They both are running. My point is, when the Panthers drafted McCaffrey, there was a thought, Cam's going to run less.
That's what they wanted.
Yeah.
But
the
reason why I say they're a different animal, because Cam was hardwired that way. Like Cam, that's who Cam was. The year they went to the Super Bowl, Cam probably was the leading. He was the leading rusher on their squad, and that's just how he was wired. And they tried to extend his career by giving him a running back, but Cam was hardwired that way. I don't think Jalen's that stubborn, and not say that's a bad thing, but I think that Jalen wants to evolve as a quarterback. If Cam would have evolved as a quarterback and kept that part of his game and became more of a pocket passer, he would still be playing.
Yeah, he's not that old.
No, he's not. Doing a great podcast, too, by the way. He's wild. But, yeah, he's a guy that I feel strongly about, especially about that position. You have to evolve in order to sustain, especially at that part, at that position, because if you're the same guy and, you know, everybody has a book on you, same thing with Michael Vick, when they have a book on you and you haven't evolved, you become easy to defend.
Yeah, and then the other part of this to our caller's question is the offense, right? What they're going to do. And obviously, Kellen Moore, as the coordinator now, I keep looking to what the Cowboys did with Dak Prescott, because that's the largest sample we have of Kellen Moore, that offense, Dak Prescott. And Dak evolved, right? Dak, when he was young, he ran. And Dak, as he's aged, and part of it was that pretty gruesome ankle injury he had a few years ago.
Yeah.
Dak will still scramble for 8 or 10 once in a while, but he didn't run much. I mean, when I picture Dak playing, it's in the pocket. And with that, this morning, I mentioned Devontae was on with the morning show. They asked, I think John asked him this morning, who have you studied, right? Like, how have you gotten better this offseason? And he talked about studying other receivers. And one of the ones he said he studied, Hugh, because he's getting ready for Kellen Moore's offense, he studied CeeDee Lamb. Like what they did with CeeDee down in Dallas. I think there's a lot of parallels between Kellen Moore's Cowboys offense and what they did with Dak to what we're going to see with Jalen Hurts. And that probably means a little bit less running, at least, you know, planned running. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop on our Jalen Hunt is scheduled to sit down with us in the 12 o'clock hour. Excited to get to know the Eagles' third-round pick, the pass rusher, who, you know, could quickly ascend to an important role in his first years as an Eagle. So we'll talk to Jalen Hunt coming up. Merrill Reese also scheduled to join us.
Merrill Reese.
Merrill going to be in Canton next week. As we know, he got an awesome award and going to be honored at the Hall of Fame. So we'll talk to those guys. Your phone call as well, 215-592-9494. Are you hoping or expecting a Super Bowl-caliber team out of the Eagles this year? I'm in Camp Hope. Hugh is expecting it with all the changes here. And the Phillies, are you starting to worry about a team that's played 500-ish for about 40 games now and has lost three straight series? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard live from Eagles training camp right here on Sports Radio 94.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.